Well, we're going for the gold. Go for the gold when you go to www.watchforthehook.com to check out our latest apparel. Once again, it is Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. You got Michael with
Tatiana.
Michael, how you feeling today?
I'm good. Let's get into it.
Right now, you know, it's a
idiot
for the world, and you know, for all those Olympians, whatever country representing, hey, do your best and stay healthy. You know, it is what it is with us. But what we're going to talk about is overcoming the hooks, too.
Oh, that's funny.
So for those who've been listening and tuning in to us, you know, this is episode 111. And
it's amazing how you, like, keep track of that in your head. That's crazy. Because yeah. I'd be like, it's what? Number one?
Yeah, I'm the one to be posting this stuff.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So, yeah, yeah. But thank you. Thank you for doing that. Because without you, I would not know which number we were on.
Overcoming the Hook was the second episode we actually put out.
And that was the first one I came on.
So, look at your anniversary.
Yeah.
You've done 110 episodes with me now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, yeah, I don't remember the numbers, but I definitely remember that being the first one where I was introduced. So, yeah.
And exactly. And just for us to rehash, overcome the hooks, you know, like I said, a hook is any unforeseen circumstance that hinders you from achieving the greatness you seek in life.
Actually, it's any unforeseen circumstance that tries to hinder you from achieving the greatness you seek in life.
Thank you for the correction.
Well,
see, that's why I got you. But yeah, so like I say, we rolling into overcoming the hooks part two. And we just want to keep talking about, you know, just things of just being business owners, you know, being business owners in different fields and disciplines. And, you know, sometimes that can be challenging.
It can.
Because one hook from one business could affect how you try to operate in another.
Because it can mess with it can mess with your psyche, you know. It messes with your energy, your mojo, your groove, your steam. It messes with all of that.
Yeah, and if you listen to episode 110 last week, you would have one of the hooks that we talked about, even though we talked about our success story of six-figure-plus deal for the commercial rehabilitation of the apartment complex we're working on. We started with hooks from that from the jump.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the hooks took 10 months to happen. Mm-hmm. And people look at me like, wait a minute, 10 months? How the hell does that take? What does it take so long? The first lender that we reached out to went through the process with them. They kept dragging their feet and dragging us along, idling and saying, hold up, where are we looking? Just be patient, wait around, here we go, and moving and stopping and moving and stopping. And so we looked around, we had spent 10 months.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Like, you know, you were like, some people would be like, why would you let it take so long? Why did it take so long? Unfortunately, sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
And we didn't know.
Like, seriously, we didn't have anyone to hold our hand and be like, this is taking abnormally long. You should ask A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But also, even in that crazy thing, one of the few things that we learned real quick was that was a hard credit check for us.
Well, yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, we knew that, but we didn't think we were going to have to do another one.
Well, no. I mean, the point, that, well, let me just put it like this. Where I got pissed off at wasn't the fact that it was a hard credit check. I knew that. I expected that. That was nothing new. What pissed me off was you did it and you knew you weren't able to hold up your end of the bargain. That's what pissed me off.
And you might look at that. Hell, that may be a double hook.
Yeah, that's what pissed me off, because I was sitting up here expecting it to happen during a certain time frame. It never happened. I never could figure out why it didn't happen. I didn't realize that I needed to ask why hadn't it happened, right? Because you've already been approved. And I'm sitting up here like, okay, has it just not shown up? What's going on? Well, no, it hadn't shown up because it hadn't happened. And it hadn't happened, or it was delayed because they knew it was some jankiness in the background on their end. So they delayed it. But then they went ahead and proceeded with it when they thought they were beyond delays. But they really knew, you know, like after we done had to call you to the carpet, that you couldn't do what you couldn't hold up to your end of the bargain, period. But at that point, you'd already, you know, taken those hard hits out on us. That's what pissed me off.
And we also got the episode on the mean not denied.
Yeah.
Also, the perseverance of what we did in the real estate game. We were delayed from one lender, not denied because of their no.
Yeah.
We took the hit, we regrouped. As my wife told me earlier, she reminded me earlier, she was like, started reaching out to other lenders without even telling me.
Yeah, because I was done. They had wasted enough. They had wasted enough of my life at that point. I was like, okay, I'm over it. I'm done. I'm sick of this. Because that wasn't the beginning.
No.
The beginning was like 2 years before that.
Yes, yes, yes.
At least. So that was not the beginning.
Yeah, take this. Let's take its time.
Yeah, so that was, it wasn't like, oh, the first time you didn't get the answer you were looking for, or you didn't get your way. Now you're done. Nah. This was like, at this point, 2 years in the making. So now I'm annoyed.
Exactly, because people often forget the most valuable asset you have that you cannot get back is your time.
I spent a lot of that.
And, you know, 10 months. That's almost a whole year.
You can bake a baby.
Okay, but not over here because we've been through making babies. I don't know.
Well, man. Don't say, let me not say bake. Somebody might take that the wrong way. Yeah. You can incubate.
We ain't incubating, baking nothing over here.
You need a whole person for any other human during that same time frame. You know, a whole person, a little, I don't want to say it like that either, a whole new person could have come to this earth. And I'm still messing around with you. You're a
and they still told you, well, my bad.
Yeah, because it was never, no, it was a oops, my bad, I messed that up. Yeah, you did.
We were waiting on somebody else to give us the green light.
You was just full of crap.
And then they basically told us, we don't think we're going to be giving no green lights no time soon.
I know it was all yellows.
No, it was all stops. It was red. This thing was, it had been in the red for the longest.
Yeah.
Some people were just waiting for it to turn.
Yeah, and what you were doing was, you were sitting up there trying to basically just idle us and string us along until you thought you were going to get the green light. And then we finally had to like just raise up and be like, what it is, what it is. And then you had to fess up that you were playing the waiting game. Well, you wasted my time is what you did.
Yeah. And also for those that's playing the waiting game on the side, and if they're going to start a business or not, we got podcast money and merch for y'all still over there. Watch with a hook. Just click on the free call with me and Mrs. Parker. 30 minutes free. You ain't even got to worry about nothing else.
Well, you had a whole brain freeze.
God, I'm tired. If you think that you are ready to step out as an entrepreneur, either in the apparel game or in the podcast game, you know, just like I said, me and Mrs. Parker, willing to give y'all up to 30 free minutes of our time. See if y'all want to come over here and talk with us. Podcast Money Much Turd, Money Merch tab.
Awful today.
Watch for the hook. Watch for the hook tab.
Yeah, you're about to just make, you know, until you stop talking because you.
Oh, we're going to keep it. We're going to keep it going.
Drawing a lot of stuff right now.
No, we're going to keep it going.
Borderline embarrassment.
Hey, somebody know it's lying. Mm. So as we talk about overcoming the hooks too, you know, we talk about the hook in the real estate game. We can also talk about the hook in the apparel game.
It's always something.
And I think right now, one of the biggest hooks for vendors, small business owners is that, I'm going to keep it a buck, people are really not buying much right now.
No. And you that's kind of across the board.
Yeah.
You know. Anywhere, anyone you talk to, those COVID millions
Them stimmies done stymied.
Them COVID millions.
Stimmies done
Yeah.
stimmied
And I've been
out.
hearing much from those individuals lately. And I hate that because I want everybody to get their coin. It's enough to go around. Well, with inflation,
Well,
people are starting to count them a little bit more.
I mean, you're just starting to see right now the ramifications of what they say the bill will always come due.
That's right.
The bill has come due to the consumers. It's come due to the people who are out here working hard,
gas
putting their time in. Yeah. Gas high, food high, everything high.
Yeah, absolutely.
And right now, a lot of people are not supporting businesses the way they used to. And you got to be honest. Y'all seen them big stores shut up?
Yeah, I mean, because at some point, you know, you really have to get down to necessities. I mean, 100% transparency here. Went to a store
mm-hmm.
Saturday, spent $182. Went to that same store Sunday, spent $132.
Damn, you balling.
No, it was necessities like deodorant, soap.
Damn, deodorant is like $7.
That's a necessity.
Why must it for you people want deodorant is $7?
Listen, because when you around me, honey, you move. I don't need to smell no waft. Okay.
I thought you were talking about somebody got a waft.
Deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush, flossers, mouthwash.
$80.
Soap. Anything personal hygiene lotion, okay, facial lotion, because what I can't stand to see is a kid with an ashy ass face. Why your face ashy?
$80.
That's a necessity. And you know, if you've got, you know, females or males, that there are different layers to the whole necessity game, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So that stuff is high. And then you're trying to buy, you know, stuff to cook dinner with. Oh my God. Like that was $300 in 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, those are hooks. I mean, if you're talking about there are people out here that have to choose between paying the gas and the lights.
Yeah. So no, they probably not sitting up here
trying to buy your shirt,
ordering random shit off. Online wholesaling sites. I'm not going to say specific things.
No, I got you. Yeah, and that's true.
I don't care what influencer you got up there or a rapper.
People have to make real life and death decisions.
That's true.
Because some people have to decide who don't go to work today.
Yeah.
Or how do we go to work in one vehicle to save on gas?
Yeah.
You drop me off and I pick you up.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm going to tell y'all, we've been there before. Don't get it twisted. We keep it a book.
Yeah.
It's been like that with us. So, I mean, you know, like we ain't disregarding nobody.
No.
Figuring out how to deal with these hooks right now because it's hard.
It is very difficult. And at that point, when you're dealing with a time like that, or when you're having times like that in your life, it's hard to dream. To try to push forward, to think big. Because you're like, screw thinking big. I'm thinking right now.
You're thinking, how am I going to sleep tonight?
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's very tough. I mean, those are hooks.
Yeah. No, I can't sit up here and try to, make the plan for the next 10 years of my master plan because I'm trying to figure out how I'm like.
Yeah, while folks in here, thugging over who the hell they're going to vote for president. But don't even know who on their city council or in their school board. Yeah. I two-piece your ass with that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
Y'all worried about who
ain't.
I mean,
is your lunch, is your kids' lunch free, reduced? Is it even an option?
Do your kids' classroom got air conditioning?
Boy.
But you thumb-thugging on Facebook. Never mind. Let me stop.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hey, overcoming the hooks.
Because I know some schools and areas that are affluent that the kids automatically get free lunch. And I'm like, this is an affluent area. But then, you know, a school across town that's in a lower socioeconomic status area, it's like only a reduced option. You know what I'm saying? Like for certain thresholds, but an affluent area, it's free. Isn't that backwards?
Yeah. Making me think about something, Mark. You're making me think we might need to hook a teacher up with some school supplies.
Oh, I like
think I think I got one in mind. Okay. I'll get one up.
I like that.
See what's on the list. Miss Parker done inspired us to help and reach back and yeah. You know, take care of some folks.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna do a little watch for the hook or a little quick old donation.
Yeah. Donation. Okay.
So we'll do that. We'll do that. For a good old school teacher friend of ours.
Yeah.
But yeah, but listen, that's just part of overcoming the hook.
Yeah.
Even if right now, if you're a teacher and you're getting ready to start the school year off, you already know you got to go, what? You got to dig in your pocket because you need the stuff for your room.
Yeah.
Because you already know you ain't been getting the money from nobody else.
Yeah, more than likely, that budget that you may or may not have access to is going to stretch that far.
You need extra because you already know some folk gonna be lacking.
Yeah, it's not
the baby's fault.
No, it's not. No, it's sometimes not it's just the situation.
Situation.
But that goes back to I'm sitting up here, I'm not understanding why a school in an affluent area has free lunch across the board, but a school in an area exact opposite of that. There is no free lunch across the board. There is a free and reduced lunch option. But do you understand what I'm saying? Affluent, free, everybody.
Because ain't nobody raised no hill for the folks that
yeah, I'm like, that makes no sense.
They don't want to raise no hill because they don't want to know we need it.
Man, I was like, wait, what? You don't have to pay for your lunch? Mm-hmm. No, man. What?
Your school got four drones? Mm-hmm. Hold the fuck up. Wait a minute. You're a drone?
And free lunch? Right. I'm like, damn. What?
But damn, you didn't
get away with it. Sitting up here.
The school ain't got a parking lot.
Exactly.
The lines ain't even yellow.
But everybody can't eat.
They dingy.
Okay. Yeah, I was lost. So I didn't even realize like stuff like that existed. It just made no sense. But the thing was, the school in the affluent area that received the free lunch across the board filled out some different resources, right? They may have applied for some additional dollars, additional grants. They had somebody there to write it and work on it. They had the staff to be able to put forth the effort to secure those resources. The other school didn't. So it didn't happen.
Like I can speak candidly, like one of my former school districts, Dalloway, shout out D-Way. Doesn't exist anymore. That's because about 10 years ago, they tried to pass a millage to get them a new high school. So per capita at that time in the city of Palm Bluff, Arkansas, Dalloway School District was the lowest per capita. So if you are already taking the people who got the least amount of money, who are already fending the hardest, and you say, hey, we need y'all to let us pass this tax so we can take care of y'all kids. Some mom said, shit, I got to use this money to keep the lights on.
Right.
I got to use this to keep the gas on.
I don't need nothing else going up.
Yeah.
That's directly impacting me.
Yeah. And a lot of people are like, that's for your kids. That's for your kids. But that's the thing. The hook is, your kids are already in the house with you. And you barely making it.
Yeah.
And so somebody come asking you to basically donate more money out of your household, sometimes you have to make real tough decisions.
Yeah.
And say, no. You
have to be selfish.
Yeah, you got to be selfish. But that's how life is.
But then also, even with that same scenario, for that individual with those kids in their house, if that example millage passed, right? Uh-huh. It'll be X amount of years down the road where it may or may no longer impact their kids. So they're like, screw that. Kids gone.
Yeah, because if my kid graduating this year.
Or in the next 2-3 years, they're not going to reap the benefits of it.
Yeah,
so I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's a lot of variables that you have to look at.
Those are hooks.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are weighing their variables. What I would call their variables are their hooks.
Yeah.
Because when people come around and ask you, or ask certain things of you, and they ask you, what can you do for me? That's a hook.
Yeah, it is.
When as a small business owner, putting yourself out there, and when you're putting your creatives on display, which we've talked about in multiple episodes, and you don't get the reaction that you want, that's a hook.
That is.
When you're, when I would say for us in the real estate game, when you applied, when you waited, when you waited,
and idle,
when you waited,
could have baked a baby,
still in the same spot you was in 8, 9, 10 months ago.
Epitome of feet in mud,
and didn't tell you no. You're like, well, wait a minute.
Because of an issue on their end.
On their end, you're like, wait a minute. So, wait a minute. So, 10 months, and I get my bad?
Sorry.
Sound like we was in a bad relationship.
Right.
Like you said, it's I like, wasn't good enough.
But this should be an amicable breakup. Because if anyone needs to have anything validated, tell them to contact me. I know you remember that.
Oh, yeah. Nah, broke up with them, too. Broke the fuck up. Broke up like you dropped a glass off a high rise.
No, I'm talking about the idling entity.
Oh, yeah. If you know anybody that needs to, I ain't sending nobody your motherfucking way. What for?
That ain't what I was talking about. They were like, if you need a reference, this ain't no job interview.
Wait a minute. Why do I need a reference? You the one failed.
Do you remember it now?
Yeah. Oh, I got confused. And you said, wait a minute. I thought you was needing to refer.
No.
You referring me first of all.
Right. That's it.
First of all, I exceeded your expectations. Why the fuck do I need your referral? I'm too good with you. I am above your status.
You can't afford me.
Hell no. And when it came to find out, you was going to spend this money.
Yeah.
So
$40.
So if you want that again, fuck you mean. You want to refer. Refer you for what? Refer you for wasting folk time? You want me to refer you for being bullshitting? You want me to refer you for shoo-shooing and flip-flapping? Or you want me to refer you for flopping and flip-flopping? Or you want me to refer you for not doing that damn thing? You want me to refer you for being on that habit? You've been none bullshit. You want me to refer you because you didn't accomplish shit. Oh, you want me to refer you because you know what the fuck you did? Wasted my goddamn time.
Remember it now. No, he don't remember what I'm talking about. That was the end of that conversation. I was like, hang the phone up. The end button. If you need excuse me, I don't need shit for you before you to end the call.
But no, you know what I need for you? Send me that. Send
me that credit report. Right.
Yeah, let me get that credit report. Oh, yes. With your stamp on it. Where can I email it to? Here you go. Email it. Thank you.
And go on and give me that secure access code so I can go on and get it.
Yeah.
That's all. You got it now. I was like, did he fudge it? Insult to injury.
But we got the last.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we got three. Not more down.
All right, Mike.
Y'all was our mother's.
All right, Michael.
On that church.
Whatever.
Something, Clark, I appreciate you. We had a really delightful conversation on overcoming the hooks, too.
That's right.
You know, we just want to make sure y'all understand, man. Listen, this shit going to be easy. Not going to be easy. That's if it was easy.
Everybody would be doing it.
These motherfuckers would be out here hitting it.
Wouldn't be nothing to talk about.
Nothing. You know what? Share. I would be flying high.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell y'all, eagles don't kick it with chickens.
Nope.
Catch y'all next time.